Hi, Ruth. Hi, Gary. And hi, Jeffrey. Well, it's the night of the, let's see, it's the 3rd of October. And, Ruth, today I got your letter dated the 29th that said you finally received a letter from me saying that I received one of your letters. It's just amazing how long it takes to communicate, well, with each other. In other words, you're answering questions that I've asked you over about 10 days ago, and I'm doing the same to you, and so there's a lot of this cross-talking. For instance, you asked me the details of the car, and I hope you received the tape that I gave you all the details on. And the other thing you asked me was about the salami and how it came, and I know I've told you about 3 times in the letters. It was just fantastic. And I really rationed the stuff out and had about 2 slices a night. We rarely eat supper. Sometimes we cook some food that comes in cans that the guys can get from the mess hall in the evenings or about 8 o'clock. But usually that's just a sort of a minor snack. We have the big lunch meal, which is usually lousy, but it's about the only meal that we eat regularly. Pat and I have been going out about 10:30 to the mess hall and having the midnight breakfast, which is usually eggs and bacon and pancakes. Only problem with that is the same darn thing every single night. And occasionally they don't have fresh eggs and they have to give you those scrambled potted eggs, which are just terrible. But I never eat breakfast in the morning. You know, you have to get there by 7:30 in order to get breakfast. And usually we stay up so late at night, mainly because there's just nothing to do. You're bored, and it's too early to go to sleep. Most of the guys stay up and either watch TV in the hooch or stay up and read, and the lights are on, and you really can't sleep. Besides, there's nothing to look forward to the next day to make you want to go to sleep early. Our living conditions over here may improve ever so slightly shortly. The general from USARV, which is United States Army Vietnam headquarters, the general who's in charge of all medical facilities, came by today and looked at our living quarters and apparently got sick when he looked at them because they were just so miserable and so dirty and filthy. We'd had these those woven mats, you know, like we use at the, some people use at the beach. Those are hanging from the rafters to form sort of walls, and they've been up for about 2 years, so they're just full of dirt, of dust. I had one on the floor of in my little cubby hole where I sleep, and I picked it up to throw it away, and underneath it was about a half inch of dust just caked and stuck to the floor, and it took me about 2 hours of kicking at it with my boots and sweeping it out to get most of the dust out. It's just amazing. You can wipe something off in the morning, and by evening it's just covered with dust. My suitcases, which I have no place to put them right now, they're just brown from dust that's accumulated on them, and by the fact I keep brushing it off, and this dust just sticks to everything. In the evening you can just wipe your face with a towel and it'll come off just brown. That's why John Stratton said it was a good thing that I had green towels, because you get very depressed after showering and then wiping yourself with a white towel and seeing it all dirty. Anyway, the general came by, and apparently what they're going to do is put up some partitions between our beds instead of these matted woven things, so there'll be less of a accumulation of dust. Anything that will help keep the dust out will be welcome. Everything is just so dirty, it's very difficult to keep clean. Today was an especially busy day. I spent the whole day in the operating room from about 8 o'clock in the morning till about 10 o'clock. Most of them cases were just fresh casualties that kept coming in. We operated on about 3 VC today, Viet Cong, And it's sort of strange operating on these people. They usually come in just shot up badly, and sometimes it takes us about 4 hours in the operating room on those people. You hate to waste the time on them when you could be spending it on the GIs, but I guess a life is a life. And when we see somebody sick, we have to treat them, no matter whose side they're fighting on. It's just a very strange situation to be in. Jeffrey, I enjoyed hearing from you. Mommy wrote in the letter that you asked me not to fight, and I can tell you I'm not fighting, and I'm not getting anywhere near where the fighting is. And Gary, I miss you too very much, and I'm waiting to hear a letter from you. I sure enjoy receiving the letter that you sent me. Why don't you write me a letter and tell me all about school? I'm also looking forward to receiving a tape from you boys. I play the one you sent me over and over, and I enjoy the songs, especially both you, Gary, and you, Jeffrey, singing It's a Small, Small World. I don't see any of the fighting boys. I do see every morning and every evening all the tanks go by and all the soldiers when they go out to fight. And of course, all day long we hear helicopters coming by. They fly all over the sky, and occasionally an airplane, but mainly just helicopters. The helicopters' main job is to go out and pick up the soldiers that are hurt and bring them to our hospital, where we treat them, and sometimes we operate on them. I don't think you boys would like it here very much, because there's not much to do, and you can't go anywhere and see anything. So certainly not much fun. And I can't wait to get back and be with all you all again, and see you, because I miss you all very much. I think I'll get ready now to turn this tape over and talk on the other side. I had to borrow this tape again from another fella because the PX still doesn't have them. The PX is difficult to buy anything at now. I'm trying to buy a watch now because my watch has stopped keeping good time, and every time I go there, they're completely out of them. So it's one of those things where you just have to go about every other day, even though it's about a two-block walk to the PX. Well, I think I'll end this side now and turn the tape over and talk a little more. I want to get this tape in the mail tonight.